When a major shooting occurs at a school or a movie theater or any other public place, there's a public outcry. We talk about improving public safety and gun control and mental health services. But it's not just the big news gun-related incidents we should be focusing on. There are far too many smaller incidents, the near misses, the accidents, the ones with just one victim, that happen all the time. And a lot of the time they involve kids. In the past couple of weeks in Orlando, a 4-year-old shot himself in the face with a loaded gun. A 12-year-old was arrested for bringing a loaded gun to Glenridge Middle School in his backpack. A 16-year-old Lake Nona boy accidentally shot his 12-year-old brother. And a 9-year-old kid visiting his mother's boyfriend, an Orlando police officer, by the way, shot a loaded gun he found in a closet while looking for an Xbox. And then there was the near tragedy at UCF. Nobody but the gunman was shot, but the campus was literally minutes away from becoming ground zero for the next major national tragedy. Our response to these incidents, which all happened within the same news cycle? We wrote the first 4 off to accidents. We patted ourselves on the back for barely averting the UCF nightmare. People make a lot of noise about their right to own a gun. They don't want that right taken away. But we take away the right to vote if you're convicted of a felony. You lose your right to care for your children if you abuse them. If you abuse your right to own a gun by being neglectful, failing to keep it out of the wrong hands, or misusing it, we're pretty good about making excuses and ignoring the fact that guns seem to get into the wrong hands far more often than they should.